Good morning. Today's Daf in Rosh Hashanah Yud Aleph. We're on Yud Amud Beis, and we are continuing from yesterday. Actually, in the beginning of today's Daf, we're going to see whether or not it's a direct continuation of yesterday. But yesterday, we spent a lot of time going over the various Rosh Hashanahs of the year. That's what we've been doing since the beginning of the Masechta. The opening Mishnah in the Masechta, which we're still on, talks about the Dal Rosh Hashanahs. There are four firsts of the year. Four times over the course of the year that we represent the first, Lagabe, various areas of halacha. And so we have been spending a good amount of time now on the first day of Tishrei. First day of Tishrei, which is what we call Rosh Hashanah, but now we know it's not the only Rosh Hashanah. There are a number of other Rosh Hashanahs, but vis-a-vis what we call Rosh Hashanah, so that's what we're familiar with. So yesterday we spent a lot of time with the mitzvah of Arla, the Yisr of Arla, which as far as the tree is concerned, so... the first day of Tishrei represents the turn of the year, Lagabe, that tree. And that tree now goes through three Rosh Hashanahs. And so that tree now is going to be a mature tree, no longer Natiya, no longer considered sapling, but now considered a tree. How long does it have to be planted before that first Rosh Hashanah in order for that year to work, in order for that to be counted as its first year? That was 30 days. We discussed that extensively in yesterday's daf. And so, and then the machlokas that we saw between Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Meir, in terms of whether it needs to be 30 days or less than 30 days. Good, and that was all goes back to yesterday's daf. Now, I'm skipping the parentheses. Rashi over here spends a little bit of time going over whether the parentheses belongs or does not belong over there. Ultimately, Rashi says, leave it out, because the parentheses says that Mechlal de Tarvayu, the two of them, meaning the two of them, Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Eliezer, so they both agree that the world was created. It was created in Nisan. Rashi's not sure if that's true. Anyway, so we're going to skip it. The Tanyo. So we're going to pick it up right after the parentheses on Yud Amud Beis. It's five lines from the bottom of the Amud. And so what we're going to be discussing today, it's going to be really enjoyable, is that we're going to be talking about when the world was created. When the world was created, so 5,782 years ago. That part, I think, we all got. What month was it created in? Okay, so most of our opinions are going to be heavily influenced by the Nusach in Rosh Hashanah. So when we daven Rosh Hashanah, so whoever was Mesadr the Tefillah, Shemoneh Esrei goes back to Chazal, but then we have all those Piyutim that were added subsequently. So we are heavily influenced by the Piyutim, and so we are all left to think that the world was created in Tishrei. And we go back, it's Machlokas Tanayim, which we're going to be spending a good part of today discussing. In terms of when exactly the world was created, was it created in Tishrei, was it created in Nisan? It turns out to be a machlokas. The Gemara is never going to take a side on this issue. The Gemara is just going to leave it as a machlokas. Where do the Rishonim stand on this issue? I'll make a comment about that maybe later today, but certainly later in the Masechta, it will be very clear in terms of where the Baalei Tosfos stand on this issue. And Baalei Tosfos earlier in the Masechta also committed themselves to which position they favor. Anyway, but right now we're learning the Gemara, and we're going to introduce ourselves to the machlokas. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. And not only is there going to be a machlokas tanaim in terms of when the world was created, but also other historical events, basic machlokasim in terms of whether it occurred in Nisan or in Tishrei. So, Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Rebbe Eliezer, Amir B'Tishrei, Nevar Olam. So, Shitas Rebbe Lazar said the world was created in Tishrei. B'Tishrei, Noldu Avos, the Avos were born in Tishrei. Now, we say Avos over here, as will become evident in just a moment, we're talking about Avram and Yaakov, and we're not talking about Yitzchak. How do I know that? Because you'll see. So, B'Tishrei Meisu Avos, the Avos died in Tishrei. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. Now Yitzchak was born in Pesach, which means then that when the Avos were born in Tishrei, it meant Avram and Yaakov. It did not mean Yitzchak. Yitzchak, notably different, he was born in Pesach. So, B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak, Rosh Hashanah Nifkad Asar Rachel V'Chana. On Rosh Hashanah, so Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were remembered. In other words, they were all suffering from being childless. And so they were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah, Yasa Yosef, may base a sermon. Rosh Hashanah, that's when Yosef was released from jail after spending 12 years in jail. Right? Underreported. Right? I'm here to report it. That Yosef was in prison for 12 years, a total of 12 years. It's a long prison sentence. Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avoda. May have a sin in Mitzrayim and Rosh Hashanah, so we stopped working in Mitzrayim, meaning that the gula that came in Mitzrayim came in stages, right? We spent a lot of time in Chumash talking about how Nisan we left, and that's true. I mean, as the Gemara itself is going to point out, meaning that's the Pashup Shan, the Pesukim. However, you go back 6 months, and already there was a relief from the Avdus, and that is 6 months prior to the actual gula. So we stopped working. So Benisa Nigalu, and we actually left in Nisan. The Gemara is going to point out, I don't need a Brisa to teach me that information. I know that from Chumash. So B'Tishrei Asin Ligal, and eventually the Geula is going to come in Tishrei. Okay, so that's all Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. So aside from there are exceptions, but Rabbi Eliezer favors Tishrei for a lot of the historical events, both in the past and the future as well. So Rabbi Eliezer favors Tishrei, not exclusively. In other words, there were events that occurred in Nissan, but Rabbi Eliezer is definitely more on the side of Tishrei. Rabbi Yoshua Amar. So now Shitas Rabbi Yoshua. Here's the other Tana, and that is Ben Nissan Nivra Olam. The world was created in Nissan. Ben Nissan Noldu Avos. The Avos were born in Nissan. Ben Nissan Mesu Avos. In Nissan the Avos died. And B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak, so he's going to be consistent over here. He's going to agree with Rabbi Eliezer that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Rosh Hashanah Nifkada, Sarach V'Chana. So in again, agreement over here that Sarach and Chana were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yasi Yosef Mebeis Asurim. Yosef left prison on Rosh Hashanah. Again, that's agreement. And Rosh Hashanah Batla Avodah Me'avasenim B'Mitzrayim. We stopped working in Mitzrayim on Rosh Hashanah. Again, that's agreement. And finally, I'm sorry. And Benisan Nigalu, and we left Egypt in Nisan. And Benisan Nasidim Ligal, and in Nisan we're going to be redeemed in the future. Okay, where that is disagreement, meaning according to Rabbi Elazar, in Tishrei we're gonna end up being redeemed, and for the Geula Ha'asida. Okay, so Atan, so that is a lot of information dropped in a short amount of time in the Braisa, and really a basic machlokus between them. In terms of when the world was created, was it created in Tishrei or was it created in Nisan? Now, aside from it being a historical machlokus, but we pointed this out before, but I'll quickly reiterate, and that is that it does affect halacha tremendously. And that is in terms of figuring out the molad of the moon, right? So the molad of the moon, so again, going over this information, which is just basic to the Masechta, and that is that the moon revolves around the earth on a cycle of, on the average, 29 days, 12 hours, 793 chalakim. So it's about 29 and a half days, right? 20, even more as approximate, 29 and a half days, 29 days, 12 hours, and about 43 minutes, right? Back in the day, they didn't have minutes and seconds. They simply took an hour and they broke it up into chalakim, 1,080 chalakim per hour. Good. So 793 chalakim of that 1 hour, which comes out to about 43 minutes. Okay, so... And this is a constant average. So so that means to say then that if you take whatever molad that we have right now and you back it up 12 times, and it's not always 12 times, sometimes 13 times, and you back it up 5,782 years, so that's going to take us back to when? Is it going to take us back to Nisan or is it going to take us back to Tishrei? Well, right, that's obviously, right, I'm just working backwards because, you know, it's a little bit easier, but going forward from the first molad until where we are now, so is that from Nisan or is that from Tishrei? Okay, good. So obviously, that's going to play out of Machlokas. Tosos earlier in Amasechta discussed this point. Again, he is firmly of the position that we go back to Nisan, meaning Tosos favors the Shita Rabbi Yoshua.
Now,
what's that? That which month of the world was created?
No,
oh, I see. Oh, yeah, but that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. That's not when the molad started. The molad started with Maaseh Bereishis. Okay, Tanya, we learned on a Braisa. So Yud Aleph Amud Aleph now, and for the rest of today's daf, for the remainder of the of our learning this morning. So we're just going to go over the information that was dropped in the Braisa, and we're going to do it a little more thoroughly and with some more details and a lot of psukim that are going to be supportive of each position respectively. So Tanya, we're going to start with the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Minayin Shebe Tishrei Nivra Olam. How do I know? What's the source that tells me that the world was created in Tishrei? Obviously, in the Torah itself, there is no reference in terms of when the world was created in terms of the month. And so, Raya. So we're now going to start with the Raya. Lagabi Shitas Rabbi Elazar. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elokim Tachi Aretz Desha, Esav Mazriah Zera, Eitz Pri, Osei Pri. Okay, well, the Gemara stops quoting. But Ezer Chodesh Haaretz, now we have in our Gemara the word Motziah. So the Bach changes, and it should say Malaya. So Ezer Chodesh Haaretz Malaya Deshaim Ve'ilan Malay Peros Haviyom Zit Tishrei. So when is everything not growing, but grown? At what point in time is it grown? So that's the month of Tishrei. In other words, that's the end of the summer. So at the end of the summer, so that's where the trees are bearing fruit, and the all the grains have grown already. That's the month of Tishrei. So meaning to say that if the Torah is describing where everything is not growing but rather grown, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything in its developed and mature state, so that's ostensibly describing Tishrei. Ve'osu ha'perek zman revi'aisa. And not only that, but if you go to the beginning of the fall, so that also starts the rainy season. And ve'yarduk sham and v'tzimchu. And shenemar, the pasuk says, ve'ed ya lemon aretz. And not only that, but you had, right, the translation translates as a mist. Our Gemara is understanding that, good, and this is now where the rainy season begins. Good. So all that's supportive of the idea that the world was created in Tishrei. Good. That's Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. But now let's bounce to Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua, Amar Minayisha Benisa Nivraolon, Shenemar Vesosei Aretz Dasha Esa Mazriya Zera, Ve'etz Oseh Pri. So he's going to the same pasuk, but he's now going to understand that the pasuk is not describing when it's grown, but rather when it's growing. So Ezu Chodesh Aretz Malea Dishayim Ve'ilan Motzi Peros. Now again, the Bach changes. We have the word Malea. So the Bach says, no, not Malea, but rather Motziah. So when are we talking about emergence? Right, so that emergence is talking about the month of Nisan, the springtime. So Haviyomer Zeh Nisan, Va'osu Aperek Zman Behema V'Chay V'Of Shemizdavgin Zeh Itzol Zeh, and that's the mating season, Shenamar, Lavshuk Karim Matzon. So we discussed this earlier in our Masechta, the idea that the mating occurs in the springtime, right, which is why the animals are born in the fall, in the early fall, which is why the machlokas that we had earlier between Rebbe Luz and Rebbe Meir in terms of when Rosh Hashanah is for Meiser Behema. But anyway, mating occurs in the springtime. Good. So that all is a proof that the world was created in Nisan, not in Tishrei. Good. And so now the Brisa presented the source. It's the same source for Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, and just simply a way of understanding. Now the Gemara goes over the back and forth. V'idach, nami, haksiv, eitz pri. I'm sorry, eitz, ose pri. So the Gemara says, now, if you are Rabbi Yoshua, so what do you do with the pasuk of eitz, ose pri? So the... other way around. If you're Rabbi Eliezer, so what do you do with Osepri? So how will a brachla darzu dichsev? So the Gemara says, no, I was right the first time. It's Rabbi Yoshua. Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. In other words, if we're talking about emergence, so what does it mean, Eitz Osepri? So the Gemara says, la bracha, la darzu dichsev. Yeah, that's just simply saying it's a bracha, meaning it's not currently making fruit, meaning currently it's at the blossoming stage, but a bracha, that it should produce fruit. V'idachnami aksiv Eitz Pri. So the Gemara says, how could Rav Yeshua ben Levi? Now, if you subscribe to the idea that we're talking about it's emerging, so what do you do with Eitz Pri? So the Gemara says, no, that's like the sheet of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. I'm Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Kamaseh Breishis. Now, we have the word Likomasan, probably should say Bikomasan, Nivrau, Ledata, Nivrau, Letzivyana, Nivru. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created, so did he create something with potential? Did he create something in its fully mature state? And so Rav Yeshua ben Levi says, the fully mature state. In other words, we have a very clear sheet in terms of chicken and egg, right? The classic chicken and egg. So we're on team chicken, right? The world was created fully mature. Now, become a son means that it was everything was at its full height. And that's for everything, meaning that's for trees, for animals, for people. Now, lid da'atan nivru. Everything was created lid da'atan. What does that mean? So a simple shot would be that fully mature in thinking, but there's only one thinking entity of Maisa Bracious, and that, of course, is people. What a Rashi I'm about to show you. Rashi writes over here, Lid Da'atan, he writes, Sha'alam im chafetzim lehi baros v'amruhein. Lid Da'atan means willingly. Kadosh Baruch Hu asked every entity of Maisa Bracious, do you want to be created? And the response is yes. Now, I barely understand that lagabi people, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu asked us, do we want to be created? And we said, yes. Okay. I'm not claiming I understand that. But it's certainly, but the Gemara's point is that it's not just going on people. Meaning, remember, the Gemara's describing that regarding trees and fruit as well. So what does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu asked them, do you want to be created? And what does it mean that their response is affirmative? Yeah, we'd love to be created. Okay, so it's an interesting Rashi. It's certainly it's challenging to understand. But anyway, that's Rashi. No, not after, before they were created. Lid'atan. Huh? I understand, I'm with you. It's a challenging Rashi. Litzivyonam nivru, shenemar. I'm sorry, and litzivyonam nivru. and also fully with all characteristics, with all the with every aspect of their development already, not potential but actual. Shenamar, and the Gemara says to support Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Vayichulu hashamayim v'aretz v'chol tzva'am, al tikreit tzva'am el tzivyonam. Right, tzivyonam means every detail filled out. So when Akash Baruch Hu created Maisa Bereishis, so everything was created at maturity and not towards maturity. Okay, good. So back and forth between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua in terms of when the world was created. Shitas Rabbi Elazar is that the world was created in Tishrei. Shitas Rabbi Yeshua is that the world was created in Nisan. And then the back and forth in terms of what the source is for each one of them. And what is the other Tana going to do with that Pasuk? Rabbi Elazar Omer, we're continuing in the Gemara. And Daf Yud Aleph. And Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are halfway down. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Minayin Shebe Tishrei Noldu Avos. How do I know that that in Tishrei the Avos were born? Shenemar. So, once again, basic machlokas, we're on to the next part of the Braisa, in terms of the birth of the Avos. Again, when we say Avos over here, we mean Avram and Yaakov, not Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. More of that to come. So, how do I know that the Avos were born in Tishrei according to Rabbi Elazar? So it's a funny source. We're going now to Shlomo HaMelech and the construction of the first base of Mikdash. Okay, now we cited this earlier, but for a different purpose. But meanwhile, so it was Yerach HaEsanim. So it was the month of the Esanim. So Bechag on Sukkos, meaning the completion of the base of Mikdash, was completed on Sukkos. And the Torah describes it, the Navi describes it, as the month of Esanim. Yerach Shenoldu Bo Esani Olam. So it's the same month where the giants were created. Giants meaning spiritual giants, meaning our Avos. My Mashma Dai Esan Lashon De Tkifa. Now, an Esan is something which is strong. How do I know that? So how the Tkifa, who could dechsiv? So the Gemara is going to quote a series of psukim that are going to indicate that Esan is something which is a takif. It's something which is strong. So Esan Moshe Vecha, Ve'omer Shimo Harim, Esriv Hashem, V'ha'esanim, Moshe Aretz. So the Esan Moshe Vecha mentioned in Bamidbar, and then the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Micha that says that the mountains are Esanim, they're strong, and Moshe Aretz, Ve'omer. Now how do I know the mountains are a reference to the Avos and the Imahosh? We have another Pasuk, Pasuk in Shir Shirim. Kol Do Dihineze Ba Medaleg El Ha'arim Ekapes El Al Ha'Gevaos. And now the Gemara darshins medaleg al heharim, so that's b'schos avos, and mekapets al gvos b'schos imos. Okay, so not beferish, but we have midrashim that speak to this idea that the harim over here is a reference to the avos. We know a har is an asan; it's mighty, it's strong, and so therefore, going back to the pasuk in Malachim Aleph, so the avos were born in the month of Tishrei. Again, all this is according to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua, Amrei Minayin Shebe Nisan Noldu Avos. How do I know that Nisan? So the Avos were born. So again, Rabbi Yoshua, who is more on the side of Nisan. So on this issue, so he also puts the birth of the Avos in the month of Nisan. How do you know that? Shenemar. Oddly enough, we're going to go back to Sefer Malachim. So the beginning of Sefer Malachim, towards the beginning of Sefer Malachim. Vayhi b'shmonim shana v'arba me'er shana l'seis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. B'shana ha'reviz b'chodesh Ziv. B'yerech shenoldu bo Zev Sanei Olam. So it was 480 years after the Jews left Egypt. So in the fourth year of Shlomo's reign, in Chodesh Ziv, B'yerech Shenoldu Bo Zev Sanei Olam. So this is not the completion of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. This is the beginning of the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? It obviously took time. So but it was in the second month of the year. Now we'll call that Iyar, and the Navi describes it Chodesh Ziv, the radiant month. Okay, simple pshat, by the way, it's called the radiant month because, right, so now the days are starting to get longer, meaning the sun's starting to really shine. So Iyar now is being described as Ziv, and the Rabbi Yoshua understands that's the month that was Zivsanei Olam, right? The radiants are born in that month, meaning Avram Yaakov, our superstars. I mean that here, all right, close to literal. Okay, good. So that is the, so that is a, that would be a ride towards Rabbi Yeshua, that Avram and Yaakov were born in the month of Nisan. Yitzchak also, according to Rabbi Yeshua, was also born in Nisan as well. But the in contradistinction to the Shita Rabbi Eliezer, that Avram and Yaakov were born in the month of Tishrei. Okay. Now, v'haksiv, right, working a little bit on the girsa over here. V'haksiv b'yerech ha'esanim. Okay, good. Now, I'm sorry, even before we go on, just to clean up one particular point, one specific point. So the pasuk that we just cited talks about the second month of the year, which is Iyar. It is a little bit of a strange raya, meaning, you see that Iyar is described as Ziv, and the Avos are radiant, right? They're the shining stars, they're the superstars. Yeah, but the pasuk is describing Iyar, not Nisan. Meaning the whole raya was to get us to the fact that the Avos were born in Nisan, not in Iyar. So Rashi is sensitive to this, and Rashi offers a couple of pshatim. The second pshat of Rashi, I'll just say it over outside, is that even though the pasuk in the Navi in Malachim is describing Iyar, nevertheless it's the tkufa of Nisan, meaning it's not so much focusing on the month, but rather on the season. Meaning this is the season that our superstars were born, and obviously the season goes back to Nisan. Okay, but just to be accurate though, the pasuk is describing Iyar, not Nisan, and the proof is there to tell us that the Elvis were born in Nisan. Okay. Anyway, we are as the lines start getting wider, we're in that first line. V'haksiv, and right, I'm skipping the parentheses. V'haksiv b'yerech ha'esanim. So if you're telling me that the Elvis were born in Nisan, so what do I do with the previous pasuk? Where the Navi in the beginning of Sefer Malachim describes Tishrei as being Yerech Ha'isanim. So I have some detective mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a description of the Avos, it's just a description of the month of Tishrei. You know what happens in Tishrei? Lots of mitzvahs happen in Tishrei, right? That's what's tukif about Tishrei. Rashi says, Sukkah, Lulav, Nisuch, Hamayim, right? Lots going on over there in the month of Tishrei. Okay, also Shofar, Yom Kippur. Okay, anyway, lots of mitzvahs. V'idich nami haksiv b'chorziv. Now, if you're telling me that the Avos were born in Tishrei, what are you going to do with that other pasuk in Malachim describing Iyar as a month of which is Ziv? So the Gemara says, "Ha'u di isbe zivei li'ilane." No, that's not a description of the Avos. That's just a description of the sprouting trees. In fact, not only is it a description of the sprouting trees, but when you see trees in bloom, so what are you supposed to do? So the Gemara here cites halacha. So this is now the second time in Shas that we see this halacha. We saw this in Brachos. So the Amra of Yehuda Aman, the Nafik B'Yom Nisan, you go out in the days of Nisan, in the month of Nisan. V'chaze Ilane, and you see the trees, the Malavlave, and they start blossoming. So Omer, so you make a bracha. Baruch, Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shaloh Chiser Me'olam Oklum, nothing's deficient in this world. Uvarabo Brios Tovos, V'Ilanos Tovos, Lihisna Os Behem, B'nei Adam. And we have beautiful trees. And so that we can get benefit from it, for people can benefit. Okay, fine. So the ziva is nothing to do with the avos. The ziva has to do with the trees. Man damer benisan oldu benisan mesum. Man damer betishrei and oldu betishrei mesum. Now, as far as the death of the avos are concerned, so it just simply corresponds. If you subscribe to the avos being born in Tishrei, so they die in Tishrei. If you subscribe to the avos being born in Nisan, they die in Nisan. So Shinamar, now, as far as that's concerned, so the Gemara says, because that's what happens to tzaddikim. Tzaddikim end up dying on the day they're born. So Moshe reports now that he's going to die on that very day. On that very day, what's that very day? That very day, and the day that he was born. Okay, so, right, this is one of the birthdays that is well known throughout the Jewish people. There is no source for this in the Torah, but we have Midrashim that speak to this. Moshe was born and died on the seventh day of Adar. But anyway, but the point is that so a tzaddik dies on the day that he's born. And the idea is that when you're a tzaddik and you totally complete your mission, so everything is in complete units, including the amount of time that you spend here on this earth. You die on the same day that you're born, meaning it speaks to the idea of mission fully completed. Okay. obviously, right? Most of the tzaddikim that we know and that we're familiar with historically did not die on the day that they were born. So even though the Gemara makes it sound like this is a clown, this is a principle. So, you know, we could point to Moshe Rabbeinu, we could point to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but right, it's uncommon to say the least. But Pesach nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Minalan. How do I know that? Kidichsiv. Lamoed Hashem Elecha. Okay. Now, if you ask a child who received some sort of education, right? When was Yitzchak born? So he's going to cite a medrash. The truth of the matter is Rashi brings it down in Chumash. So, right, it's understandable why everyone thinks that way. The truth of the matter is Tosfos over here quotes the medrash, right? Tosfos, if you want to see it, I'm not going to read it inside. Tosfos, last Tosfos, a long one here on Yud Aleph. So he quotes the Tanchuma, right? The medrash everyone's familiar with. What happens is that the Malachim come to, they come to Avram and Sarah and, this week's Parsha. Right, they come to Avram and Sarah, and they make a mark on the wall, and they say that what's going to happen now is that a year from now when we come back, when the sun hits its very mark, so you're going to have a child. So now, when did they come and visit? Well, if you just went with our Gemara today, so ostensibly they came on Tishrei. But if that's true, so then when they're coming back a year later, so they're coming back on Tishrei. Okay. And by the way, I'm not going to head down this rabbit hole, but I'll just make mention. And that is that if you're working with the Medrash, it's still a little bit, it's a little bit difficult, because that would mean that if we're looking for the sun to mark the same exact spot, so obviously you're working with a solar year. A solar year is 365 days. But meanwhile, if we're assuming that the birth came in the next year on the same moed, so then that means that it's not 365 days, it's 354 days. Okay, Tosfos is bothered by that, but anyway, that's already that was just too much information. Okay, for our purposes right now, that's not how our Gemara is understanding. Our Gemara's understanding is that Yitzchak was going to be born the next Yontif. Okay, that's our Gemara's understanding. So, everyone, if you could please forget the Medrash for a moment and just work with our Gemara. Our Gemara is assuming that the information came to Avram and Sarah in one Yontif, and Yitzchak was born the next Yontif. And now what the Gemara is going to try to figure out is, how is that possible based on what we know to be the gestation period being 9 months, 40 weeks, 271 days? So to which the Gemara now wants to know, Minalan Dichsiv, Lamoed Hashem Elecha. Okay, this week's Parsha. Oh, it works out so well. So, Amos Kai, now Elam be Pesach v'kamalei batzeres. So now, the Gemara is assuming that the information that's coming to Avram and Sarah is that next Yontiv, so you're going to have a child. So are we going now from Pesach to Shavuos? That's impossible. So b'chamshin yom mikayalda, so that's 50 days. No one's having a baby in 50 days. So Ela dekai batzeres v'kamalei b'tishrei. Okay, so maybe the visit to Avram and Sarah was on Shavuos, and the next Yontif is going to be Tishrei. The Gemara says that's not enough time. So Akata bechamisha yarchi mikayalda. That's 5 months. That's not happening. So Ela dekai bechag v'kamalei b'nisan. So the Gemara says, okay. So the visit came on Chag. That's, you know, what you and I call Sukkos. And the baby was born in Nisan. Okay, so there at least now, so we're working with 6 months. But the Gemara says, but I'm still, it's not good. So Akata b'shisa yarchi mikayalda. But 6 months is too quick. Meaning you're not having a baby in 6 months. So the Gemara says, Tana Oso Shana Muber Saisa. So the Gemara says, okay. So that was an Ibergar. So an Ibergar now, so you're working with an additional month. Okay, so the Gemara says, So Sof Ki Madle Mar Yumetuma Batsu Luhu. So the Gemara says, okay, but there is another measure. So the Gemara assumes that we all know. Rashi here fills it in for us. And that is what happened when the Malachim came and visited. So Saras was Paris Nida. Meaning Sarah at that point in time was an older woman. She stopped menstruating. And at the time when the Malachim came, so she was Paris Nida. Okay. And so fine. And so, right. And that's, and Rashi points out over here that explains why it is that the Ugos, although they were prepared, they weren't given to the Malachim. Why? Because she was Paris Nida and she was Matami them. Okay. Fine. That's a Medrash Rashi right here in our Gemara cites it. Now, what the problem is that now as we are arguing, we're trying to make the argument that the Malachim came on Sukkot, and she had the baby on Pesach, she had Yitzchak on Pesach. The problem now is that even if it's an Ibriyar, and even though there's an additional month, but now it's no longer 7 months because she didn't conceive on Sukkot, she conceived a little bit later on because she was an Ida. So Avram and Sarah weren't together. I know there's a lot of personal information over here, but again, we're just we're trying to figure out when Yitzchak was born and how to figure that into the Pesukim. Is that I'm coming next Yontif. Okay, so Amram Razucha Filaman Dharma Yolad Letisha Ina Yolas Makutaim, Yolas Lashiva, Yolas Makutaim, Shinemra Vihil Tkufa Sayamim, Miat Kufa Shaim, Miat Yamim Shanim. So the Gemara says, okay, so here the Gemara is assuming that we know a lot of information, so let me fill in this information. Okay, so the gestation period of a baby. From the Gemara's perspective, there are only two options in which a woman can successfully deliver a baby. Either after 9 months of gestation or after 7 months of gestation. Okay. I know we nowadays don't operate with these numbers, right? But from the Gemara's perspective, that's it. Those are your only two options. And a 9 month gestation has to be a full 9 months. In other words, term has to be full term. Which means that if she's going to go down the 9 month pathway, so it has to be a full 9 months, they're full 271 days. Good. Parenthetically, the Gematria of Herayon is 271. Okay. It's rare that I cite a Gematria. Okay, good. Mark your calendars. I cited a Gematria. Okay, so the other pathway to go down, however, is 7 months. The Gemara Nida has a discussion slash disagreement regarding a seven-month gestation. Does it have to be a full 7 months, or can it be even into the seventh month? So the Gemara says, well, other way around. The machlokus is by 9 months. Sorry. Okay. Let me just clean myself up. The machlokus is by 9 months. By 7 months, however, we have agreement. 7 months does not have to be full 7 months. 7 months can be into the seventh month. Ah, okay. And we know that by Chana, we have psukim by Chana that indicate that. It says the word tkufos. Tkufos is a season. That's 3 months. It says in the plural, that's 2 seasons. That's 6 months. And then it also says the word yamim, which means add an additional 2 days, meaning that it doesn't have to be a full 7 months. As long as you're into the seventh month, so already you can give birth. Chana did that by Shmuel. Okay, so, and the Gemara is arguing that Sarah did that by Yitzchak. Ah, so now it all works out. Meaning that we can piece all this information together. So she was visited in Tishrei by the Malachim. She was informed that the next Yontav that comes around, so you're going to have a son. We're going to assume that it was an Ibri Yar, which means that there was an additional month. Okay, 7. Ah, but still, it wasn't the full 7 months because she was Paris Nida when the Malachim arrived. So the Gemara says it doesn't have to be a full 7 months. Meaning as long as you're into the seventh month, you can have a baby. Okay, so the Gemara now has pieced together all the information so that now Sarah can be visited by the Malachim on Sukkot. And meanwhile, next Yontif rolls around and she could be having Yitzchak. Okay, good. Barash Hashanah, we are continuing in the Gemara. We are towards the bottom of Yeral Famed Aleph. Rosh Hashanah, Nifkada, Sarah, Racha, V'chana. So on Rosh Hashanah, Sarah, Racha, and Chana, so they were all remembered. Two become pregnant. Their tefillahs were accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and each one of them was prepared to conceive at that time. Kadosh Baruch Hu, with his Hashkacha, allowed them to conceive at that point in time. Minalan, how do I know that? Amar Rav Elazar, Asya, Pekida, Pekida. Asya Zechir is Zechir, so the Gemara cites a number of Gzera Shavas. Okay. This is Gzera Shava towards the Gadata, towards the Medrash. But okay, in other words, this is not the first time we've seen the Gemara do this. The Gemara does this on a number of occasions. So Ksib Rachel Vayiskor, Lokim as Rachel. So by Rachel, it says the word Vayiskor. Viksib Achana Vayiskara Hashem. And we have also the same Zechira mentioned by Chana. Vasya Zechira, Zechira Rosh Hashanah. Now, how do we know that that's to be connected with Rosh Hashanah? So we have another Gzera Shava. So Dixiv Shabbason Zichron Shura. Okay. Now Pekida Pekida Ksiv B'Chana. Now by Chana it says Ki Pakad Hashem Es Chana Uksiv Basar VaHashem Pakad Asara. Okay. So we have a number of Gzera Shavas linking all this together. And so now when you put all these links together, so you get to the idea that Chana that Sarah Rachel and Chana all were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yasi Yosef may be Sa'asurim. Now Yosef was released from prison on Rosh Hashanah. So minalan, how do I know that Tichsiv Tikubachodesh Bachodesh Ofer Bakesa Liyam Chagenu Ki Chol Yisrael Hu? So already multiple times in our Masechta, we cited this pasuk in Tehillim. This pasuk in Tehillim is describing Rosh Hashanah. We just noticed this a couple days ago. This is now the 81st parak of Tehillim. What yantav occurs when the month is concealed? So that's of course Rosh Hashanah. It's the only yantav in the Torah where the moon is concealed. So, and just continuing now, we're on the Amud Beis, on top of the Amud Beis. So we're just reading a little bit more in the Psukim in Tehillim. Eidus be Yosef, Samo, but say so. Good. And now a description of how this is Yosef. Yosef, who is released from prison. Okay. Rosh Hashanah ban la'avona me'avoseno b'mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, we stopped working. Now, this was agreement. This is a point of agreement between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Our geula came in Nisan, but 6 months earlier already we stopped working. So k'siv ha'chavo seisi eschem mitachat siflos mitzrayim k'siv hasam hasi rosi misev hashichmo. So once again, what we're going to do now is we're going to put together a pasuk in Chumash and Parshas Va'era, the beginning of Va'era, and we're going to go back to that pasuk in Tehillim. Now that pasuk in Tehillim is describing Rosh Hashanah. The pasuk in Va'era is obviously describing the beginning of our geula. What's the beginning of our geula? We stopped working 6 months prior to the geula. Benisa Nigalu, the Gemara says that we were redeemed in the month of Nisan. Kid de Isa. Now here the Gemara just simply says, open up a chumash. You open up a chumash and you'll see over there. Meaning we don't need to cite supporting psukim. That's pashut. B'tishrei asidim legal, and we're going to eventually be redeemed in Tishrei. Now, this was disagreement. Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Gamliel, when the Geula Hasida is going to come. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's coming in Tishrei. So as yashofer shofer. So that is based on a gzeres shava. Ksiv, it says, hacha tiku b'chodesh shofer, v'ksiv hasam, v'yamahu yitaka b'shofer gadol. Okay, so we're going to just simply go back to the pasuk in Tehillim and connect that to the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Pasuk in Yeshayahu describes that by Yomahu on that day, that's for describing the Geula Hasida. So we're going to blow on the Shofar Gadol and obviously connect it to the Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that is supporting Rabbi Eliezer. I'm Rabbi Yoshua. I'm Rabbi Nisan Nigala, but Nisan Hasidin Nigala, according to Rabbi Yoshua. So we were redeemed once in Nisan, and it's going to happen in the future in Nisan. Me, Nala Namakra, Lel Shimurim, Lel Hamashumar, Uba Misheshes Yimei Breishes. So Lel Shimurim is coming to tell us that it is a night that's Meshumar Uba, meaning not only did we experience a Shmira on Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we're going to experience a Shmira as well. Meaning this is a day that will come as well as a Lel Shimurim, La'asir Lavo, Bimhera Biyameinu. So V'idach Laila HaMeshumar Uba Min HaMazikim. Now, if you are the other position, so what do you do with Lel Shimurim? Lel Shimurim just simply means that's a night in which we're afforded extra protection. Extra protection is given to us on the Seder night. It makes its way into halacha in terms of the various things that we could feel a little more relaxed, a little more secure on the night of Pesach. We're protected from the various mazikin forces that look to destroy us. Okay. Now, not the best place to stop, but it's a good place to stop. Okay, we're gonna. I'll leave myself with the astrology for tomorrow. I know I promised astrology today. Okay, and intentionally, I'm gonna move it over because the truth of the matter is it goes well into tomorrow's daf. So I'll leave the astrology over for tomorrow. Okay, I read up on it. I'm but if I can, so I'll take a pass for at least this morning. Okay, just give me 1 second. Let me just first chazer, and then I'll take a question. Okay, so one topic for today. Okay, and it's good. In other words, as far as the daf is concerned, it's a singular unit, and that is the fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, whether things started in Tishrei or things started in Nisan. According to Rabbi Elazar, Tishrei. According to Rabbi Yeshua, Nisan. So for Rabbi Elazar, what started in Tishrei? So first of all, Bria Sa'olam was created in Tishrei. The Avos were born in Tishrei. Avos over here meaning Avram and Yaakov. The Avos died in Tishrei. Yitzchak was born in Pesach. That's universal. And Rosh Hashanah started Rachel Chana being born. Universal. Rosh Hashanah Yosef left prison. Universal. On Rosh Hashanah, we stop working in Mitzrayim, universal. At Nisan, we are going to be redeemed. I'm sorry, in Nisan, we were redeemed. But in Tishrei, we are going to be redeemed. That Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. So, although there are points of agreements, whatever points are subject to disagreement, Rabbi Eliezer has those events occurring in Tishrei. On the other hand, Rabbi Yoshua says that the world was created in Nisan, the Avos were born in Nisan, and so although there are points of agreement, there are a couple of major points of disagreement on which Rabbi Yoshua sides with the month of Nisan. And then, subsequently, from that point going forward for the remainder of today's daf, so the sourcing. In other words, what's the sourcing for Rabbi Eliezer? What's the sourcing for Rabbi Yoshua? And how does each position deal with the other sources that are provided for the other position? So that is that's all of today's daf. That's everything that we covered in a nutshell. No.